About 10 years ago, before I came, Father Bob Bethay was the interim priest here at St. Anthony's. Father Bob was a big guy. He was big physically, and he had a big heart, and he was just a big soul. He was a generous guy. He had a sermon one morning about the parable of the talents, where the landowner is going away and he gives his servants 5 talents and 2 talents and 1 talent and tells them to invest them and give them back to him when he returns. So what Father Bob did was he took some money, some dollar bills, some 1s and some 5s and some 10s and some 20s, and he put them into the bulletins. And so when people got into their chair and opened up their bulletins, there was a dollar bill or 5 or 10 or 20. And he told the parable, of course, and he said, now you take that money and you invest it and you bring back what you make from it. And so some people got together and they pooled their money and they bought materials and they made bookmarks and cards and they sold them at gift shops, and it ended up being a stream of revenue for outreach for quite a long time. It worked. Now, I don't know where Bob got the money. I think he just donated out of his own pocket. And, you know, you think of some 1s and some 5s and some 10s and some 20s, it's going to add up a little bit. But that's just the kind of guy Bob was. I mean, he would just gladly do that to get a rise from people. Well, the gospel this morning is the parable of the sower. Jesus says, a sower went out to sow. And he sowed, as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on the rocky ground, and the soil was shallow, but they sprang up, and when the sun came, they were scorched and they withered away because they didn't have any depth of root. And some seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. And some seeds fell among good soil, and they brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Well, when you sow, like the sower in the parable, you reach into your bag of seed, and you grab a handful of seed, and you throw it out like that. In order to sow, you have to have an open hand. That's how you sow. You open up your hand, and it comes flying off your hand onto the soil. An open hand is a sign of generosity. Think about Psalm 145. It says, the eyes of all are upon you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your loving hand and satisfy the needs of every living creature. God is generous, a generous sower, a generous giver of food. In the parable, some seed falls on the path, some falls on the rocks, some falls among the thorns, and some on good soil. We might ask, well, why does God do that? That sounds kind of wasteful. If you know that the seed that falls on the path and the thorns and the rocks is not going to produce any grain, then why sow it there? It seems extravagant and wasteful. And the answer is because God is generous. Doesn't make sense to us, but it makes sense to God because that's the character of God. God is a generous God. Well, why sow on the path when you know the birds are going to eat it up? Makes me think of Matthew 6:26, where Jesus says, look at the birds, they neither sow nor reap, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. So that seed that was on the path didn't really go for nothing, did it? It fed God's birds. God's concerned about the birds too. I went to high school in a small town in Nebraska that was surrounded by cornfields. And the best part of the year for me was late October, early November, when it was pheasant hunting season. And me and my friends would take our dad's shotguns, and we would drive out into the country to a place that was good for hunting. And I just remember so well the crisp, frosty air and the snow underneath our boots, and the big flutter that would happen when a pheasant would come up in front of you. I'd raise my gun up and I'd shoot a hole in the sky. I don't think I ever hit a bird. But the reason the pheasant hunting is so good in Nebraska is because the farmers, when they harvest their fields, they leave the last row of corn standing for the pheasants cover and for food for them. So the hunters have good honey. It's a kind of generosity. Think back in the Bible to Matthew 15, which is the story of the feeding of the 5,000. And Jesus has the crowd sit down up there on the mountain, and he feeds them from the few loaves that he has. He takes the loaves, he blesses them and breaks them, and he gives them to the crowd, and 5,000 people are fed. Jesus doesn't ask who deserves the bread. He doesn't ask where the people come from or who they are. He just gives them bread. And all 5,000 people are fed, and not only that, there's 7 baskets of leftovers. God is generous. God is generous to all. And we humans think in terms of limited resources. We're worried that there's not going to be enough. We're trying to save that seed so that it only goes on the right kind of ground. We're trying to decide who's going to get what limited resources there are and who deserves it and what kind of people they are. But God doesn't worry about that sort of thing. God is generous. Matthew 5:45, Jesus says, God makes the sun to rise on the good and on the evil. It makes the rain to fall on the righteous and the unrighteous. God is generous. Jesus was generous. You know, he poured out his life among the small villages and farms and towns of Galilee and Judea. He just went to the people wherever they were, and he gave them what he had. He taught them, and he healed them, and he gave them forgiveness. He just poured it out for them. He gave of himself. He was generous of his life and of his ministry. And when he came to the end of his life, he poured out his life on the cross. He gave everything to God for us. On the cross, he said, into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. He surrendered himself to God for us. And surrender is the essence of the spiritual life. If we haven't learned how to give part of ourselves away, if we haven't learned how to give up some control, then we still have a long ways to go on the spiritual path. Being generous with ourselves. We know how to be generous to our children. It's not hard for us to be generous to our children. We give of ourselves. We sacrifice our time, our money, our energy, our concern, our worry, because they're our children. And it's easy for us to do that. We know how to be generous. And we're all God's children. And God is generous to us just like we're generous to our own children. Doesn't matter who we are, God is generous to us. Whether we're rich or poor, no matter where we come from, what our skin color is, God is generous to all. Think of all that God has given us. God has given us air to breathe. He's given us water to drink. He's given us shelter. He's given us these marvelous bodies that we have, family and friends. God's given us this amazing technology that puts the world's brain in our pocket. God has given us his country, spacious skies and amber waves of grain and purple mountain majesties. God has given us so much. God is so generous
to us. A sower went out to sow, and he sowed the seeds on the path and among the thorns and on the rocks and in the good soil. God is generous. And if God is generous to us, then why can't we also be generous? Amen.
Amen.